We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 14. Out of the Ashes. Part 2 of 3.
So the stairwell's been cleared and they put all the large tanks in the lobby to block out the holes.
Good, good. What about the supplies from the other buildings?
There are two groups grabbing doors and bringing them over. Lizzie's with them. And Kelly's group took a pickup truck to get more supplies from the hardware store. It's a bit far, but I'm guessing they should be back within the hour. They're also getting concrete mixed, but I said that was probably not a good idea.
Yeah, we don't have the water to mix it, but I guess we'll have it when we need it. Once the lobby's sealed back up, task that group out to remove the bodies of anyone or thing that wasn't us from the tower. There are a few on the second floor that I left there.
Oh, and the second floor, the girders, what about...
Once Datu has the generator up, it's not up, right?
No, last time I checked, he was still working on it.
Well, he'll know how those support beams should go in. We need to work fast to fix up what the bombs or the fire took out. Doesn't look too safe down there.
Got it. Oh, and someone asked where we should put our bodies.
There's a room on the sixth floor. Tommy and Bill are in there now.
Oh, and what about water for the garden?
This is my stop. You got enough to worry about for now, all right?
Yeah, but they might die.
People first.
I got what I could. My shop was so flooded that I could barely find anything. We've been swapping out, keeping pressure on it since Kelly left.
Here's Saul's bag from upstairs. Is this all we have?
No, I have some other tools too. The other ones, the ones we're using, were being sterilized right now. They're a little blunt,
No, I meant just us three.
Oh, Lizzie doesn't know much. I thought it'd be best if she and Kelly weren't there.
I don't know a lot, but I might be able to stitch a little. I got some thread.
Oh, boy. You expect me to take it out of him? I thought one of you two might.
You're not?
You seemed to know a lot when you saw the wound. And I figured you put it there, you can take it out.
This isn't funny.
We've replaced his bandage twice now. He's losing blood. We don't have much time. I've never done anything close to this before, only minor knife cuts.
Trust me, I'm right there with you. Well, who else might know?
Someone. I don't feel much like asking. Still pouting.
I don't even know if he's still in there. He hasn't said a word. Wait, aren't you supposed to be with...
Why don't you just go downstairs or something, all right? Or Datu or whatever. Just let me talk to him.
Good luck. He's acting like a child.
Michael, you do know when she calls you a child, that means something, right? Quit beating yourself up. Come on. Just this morning, you gave me the "we've all made mistakes, Bert" speech.
This is different.
Ah, hell. You know what? I'm kicking the door in. Or you open it up. Quit hiding from me in there.
I'm not hiding from you.
Trouble in paradise?
She doesn't get it.
Seriously? I think everybody here gets it. They've all lost someone.
But those were out of their control. This wasn't. I didn't listen. People got killed.
They were killed because they were betrayed. Party or not, it would have been a matter of time.
Bill was a grown man, but Tommy... He was just a kid, Bert.
Oh, I know. But you're not the one that pulled the trigger. You think I didn't feel any different? You didn't think I wanted to run away too?
It's not just about Tommy or Bill. You saw how people looked at me now. I'm done here. Whatever I had, it's gone. My purpose is over, and you know it. You've just gotten everything you've wanted since you've arrived here.
I'd call you a wambulance, but I doubt it would make it here in time. You still have a purpose. Right now, in fact, I need you to help with something, and you're about the only one who can help.
Oh, why should I help you?
Saul. He ain't getting any better, and he ain't gonna be fixing himself anytime soon.
Huh. You think I can?
About 3 tours over there, right? I'm sure you dealt with this sort of thing before. I'm sure your experience and your training's just a tad bit newer than mine. Maybe a bit steadier hand, too.
You got the shakes? When'd that start?
This morning. Around 11, I guess. Being awake for 2 days on top of a hangover will do that to you. That, and this'll be the only time you ever hear me saying it, but I'm moving up there in years. Vision's not the best either.
All right, I get it. You're falling apart. What happens if I can't fix him?
Oh, then most likely he'll die. Slowly. With you, at least he'll have a shot.
Okay, where is he?
He's at the end of the hall. He'll need to wash up, but we have everything ready.
This has a chance of being relatively simple. It just depends on how bad he was hit.
Well, we haven't removed the bandage, so I'm not sure how deep it went in.
Guys, come here, quick.
Why? What's up?
He's awake.
Down. Don't struggle!
What are you doing? Where's Lizzie?
Saul, don't move, okay? You're strapped down just in case.
In case of what?
Well, you know.
No, what?
It's for your own good.
All right. So, what were you thinking?
Let me out.
Angel, get over here.
He's bleeding worse now that he's struggling.
Please tell me we didn't use the last of the morphine yesterday.
No, we didn't. Saul didn't let me use it on him.
Perfect. Okay. There's a simple but old-fashioned way that might work. First, we'll knock him out. And then there's a few other things we'll need.
Michael?
What?
We don't have the morphine.
Well, you just said...
Someone stepped on Saul's bag in all the confusion yesterday. We don't have it.
Ha! Huh. Just can't catch a break.
Let me out. Wait. Don't let off the pressure. Loosen the belts. Let me go.
Saul, calm down.
Michael, what the hell's going on? I'm tied up. Help me out.
Saul, 2 things, okay? One, you might have gotten Tommy's blood on you.
Or the one that came through the window. You were covered with him.
So we have to be careful. 2, we need to take the bullet out of your shoulder before it gets worse. The straps will keep us safe from you and keep you from jerking around. And do you have anything in your medic bag that might help with the pain?
Morphine.
Okay, is there anything else we can use?
What the hell?
Are there any other options?
No, that was it.
Nothing else? Riley, do you have any pills or...
Painkillers, but you're not supposed to use those, right?
No, they thin your blood. I don't think that would help us.
You know what you're doing?
Yeah, mostly. We gotta do this old West style.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I know. Trust me, I know.
There's gotta be something we could give him to numb the area.
Riley, we still have that ice upstairs?
Yeah, I'll go and get it.
Oh, and grab that bottle of whiskey from Bill's apartment.
When you said old West style, you meant it.
Saul, you know what I'm gonna do, right? Is there anything I could do differently?
Whiskey's good. And don't hit an artery. And don't kill me.
I can't promise anything.
You're doing it, right? Not him.
Is this because I shot you?
Maybe.
Hell, you're just lucky Shirley was out. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a shoulder to take the bullet out of.
What a wonderful thought. He's lucky you didn't have a more powerful gun to shoot him with.
Would you do something for me?
What's that? Return the favor to Bert?
Itch my nose.
Go ahead, Bert.
This is just weird.
Something to bite.
You're gonna do what?
Well, I don't think you should eat right now.
Oh, I think you want something to clench down on.
Oh. Yeah. This isn't gonna be easy.
Riley!
Oh, I thought you were next door.
Have they started yet?
Please, stay up here, all right? Maybe even on the roof. I don't think you want to be close.
Oh, God.
Come on, just one more sip, please.
Just need to save a little bit for the warmth.
Don't be choking on your own puke. Just enough for the pain. Yeah, you ready for this now? Open up.
Oh, come on, just one.
Bite down. I'm not holding it here.
Here's the rest of the ice.
What? You're crying over that? We haven't even started yet.
Oh, fuck!
Aren't you supposed to keep him calm?
I'm trying to distract him.
That's the last of the ice from upstairs. The rest melted.
Then we do this now. Go grab Angel. I think his tools are sterile by now.
All right.
Angel?
Coming. Here, Michael. These three should work. They should be completely sterile. I mean, I've been burning them for a while.
Should?
Michael, you ready?
Okay. Bert, hold his left arm. Angel, hold his right. Riley, get over here. I'll need you to keep the wound open long enough so I can get it out.
Here, guys, put these on.
Riley, you mind putting the goggles and mask on me? I already put my gloves on.
Aren't those for paint?
It's what we had.
Don't I get one?
It's all we have, Bert. Just face the other way.
So, just relax, okay? Breathe.
Everyone, hold him. Okay. Pull the ice and bandage off.
Easy, so don't move.
Okay.
Let's get this thing out of him. Go ahead, Riley. Hold him. Riley, rinse that with water. I can't see anything. Okay, suction it with a baster. I still can't see through the blood.
How deep is it?
Okay, there. Does that work? Can you see?
Ah, please! For the love of God!
We're going as fast as we can, I promise.
Can't be the long needle nose.
Wait. Come on the side.
Oh, God. Okay. That's a lot of blood.
Saul, buddy. Hey, did I ever tell you the time about a tuna sandwich saved my life?
No!
Outside Donghai, I was on a night watch. The place was pretty far north. Surrounded by jungle on three sides. It ran alongside Highway 1. So, this particular night, I was sitting on a couple of sandbags, monitoring the radio. We'd sometimes get bored. Hell, most of the time we were bored on the midnight to three shift. Nothing to do. We had broken sleep. It was the worst shift. So, hell, what was his name anyway? This guy from another fire control would throw out questions. You know, riddles and such. Shit like, what was Crusader Rabbit's sidekick? You know who it was.
Relax, Saul.
No!
It's
no!
Angel?
I have no idea what that even is.
Rags the Tiger.
We're going as fast as we can, I promise. Okay, hold on.
No, keep it open. I think it's over here on the left.
Well, sometimes these riddles went on for hours until someone came up with the answer. The questions sometimes got relayed as far as Denang if nobody could solve it. Our radio didn't reach that far, but they bounced along that way.
Just breathe. It's gonna be okay.
Focus now. I'm getting to it. Anyway, during all this, we still had to keep up with our normal duties and call in every so often. We still had our bullshit frequency. Or, you guessed it, We did all this bullshit and like these games. Well, this night, a question came across the wire.
One for you. What was Dudley Do-Right's horse's name?
Well, the radio went silent. I had to check it to make sure the battery wasn't dead. Nobody knew. This went on for an hour, maybe two. Commander from another battery got on the wire with a guess.
Trigger.
I answered back.
Sir, get your animals straight. That was Roy Rogers' horse.
Don't it have anything to do with a sandwich, man?
Pull on the left side. I think it's tucked down there.
Hold on. Hey, I'm getting there. The commander, the one I said that to, gets all pissy and he starts to chew us out. But that hypocrite takes a few more guesses. Well, all of a sudden it got to be a competition between units of who could come up with the answer. Eventually, our XO got on saying that he would offer up his tuna sandwich if one of us got it. Well, midnight rations, that is, was spam that night. And a tuna sandwich was damn good compared to that. So I sat there thinking, damn, I don't even think he had a name. And then it hit me. Bam! He didn't have a name, but he did.
It was horse.
So I got on the line with the answer. Everybody was hitting themselves for not remembering. So our XO calls in.
Okay, four, come on in.
There were about six parapets, and I was in number four.
Oh, look. Is that it there?
There, I see it.
Easy.
What happened next?
All right, I'm getting to the good part.
Okay, I got it. There.
So there I am. I'm walking in. It's a damn dark night. I don't even think the moon was out. I got about 20 paces away from my pit, and I heard this sound shoot over my head. You know that sound, don't you? The RPG flew in and hit somewhere right behind me in the distance. Well, hell, I just scrambled into a nearby bunker and held out for a while. 50 cals on the perimeter started lighting up the area all around us. I mean, that was a pretty gutsy-ass move. Pretty chicken shit, too. One of those guys to creep up and start firing blindly. He just wanted to piss us off.
There. Almost have it.
I can't see it anymore. Suction.
Come now.
Is that it?
Fine.
No. So, once it's clear, I get up, and I look around, and I go over to where my pit was. It's about a foot away from my ass-printed sandbag was where the RPG hit. So, a sandwich, a horse named Horse, saved my life. So, the XO came out of his bunker, saw Pit 4, looked at me, saw I just about soiled myself, and said,
"So, guess you won't be wanting that tuna sandwich now, will you?"
Then what'd you do?
I hit him right across the face. Seemed like the right thing to do at the time. Wasn't thinking too clearly about it at that point. Oops. Let's just say I wasn't promoted anytime soon.
Yeah. Hold on.
Serves you right for hitting an officer.
Got it!
It's out, Saul. The worst is over.
Pour the whiskey out now, right?
Well, not quite. I'll go get the hammer.
The what?
We still need to cauterize it.
Angel's been cooking a hammer.
Oh, come on!
No, hang in there, Saul. It's going to be quick, all right?
Oh, man, just think of the awesome scar you're going to get from this. Your grandkids are going to see and know how much a badass Gramps is.
Here, Michael. You do it. I'll hold him down.
All right, Riley, pull the bandage back and loosen his right strap. Hold him!
He's out. Too much for him.
But maybe we should have done that first. Would have been easier.
The hammer! Oh, God, that's all we need. Another fire.
Jesus.
You okay?
Yeah, way to hold him down. He hit me right in the arm.
Oh, God, let me look at that.
I'll be fine. Just get some more whiskey on him and retie his strap.
Hmm. bullet didn't go all the way through, did it? Just kind of stuck in there.
It could have been deeper. Maybe it was a dud.
Or maybe, just maybe, it went through someone else first.
Nah, I doubt that. Look at the round.
Huh, that doesn't mean much.
I'll clean up the mess. Should we leave him in here?
Burn everything with blood on it. And check your clothes, all of you. If they're stained, you gotta burn them too. Oh. Riley, pain meds.
Here. I'll take these outside to be burned.
I'll be back. Keep an eye on him.
Bert. You okay?
Just thinking is all.
About?
Health. More of a feeling than anything.
Well, you care to keep me guessing?
I don't miss.
Hey, I've seen it happen. Yesterday, in fact.
Just have a bad feeling about all this all of a sudden. We should keep straps on him.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan. Edited by Mike Horton and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen. Associate producer, Jason Scott. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.